Hey, what's going on? This is David. I work with Ben, so I've been listening to the podcast for a long time. I've listened to pretty much every episode. I started when Ben got on the show, he was telling me about it, so I started listening, and I went and listened to all the prior episodes so I could see what the Hey My Man podcast was all about. When I first started listening, I thought Dave was an asshole, but he grew on me, and now I love him. I think Ben's the asshole now. Sorry, Ben. But when he was telling the story about his boy shitting his pants, when you think of my daughter, shit her pants a few times in her life. First time it happened, we were at in Robertsdale at the Wolf Lake splash pad. We get there and she's running through all the sprinklers, the biggest smile on her face, just pure joy. She comes running around at one point, and I see her in the far corner. She just makes a beeline for me, and I'm like, what the hell? I see this fear on her face. I'm like, what's going on? I had no idea. It's like she saw a fucking monster or something.
Be sure and tell them Large Marge sent ya.
So she's running at me, and I'm looking like, I've never seen this face before. What is it? She's running up. I see this little brown water coming from her bikinis, her little bikinis. So, and then I see the tears start to flowing, and she's freaking out. And I'm like freaking out too. I'm like, what the fuck do I do? You know, I don't really shit my pants ever, so how do I deal with this? So I wrap her up in a towel, and I said, did you poop? And she's like, yeah, I pooped, Daddy. And so I reached under to see how much was in there. Maybe it was just like a wet fart or something. No. Straight turds. So I threw her in the back seat of the car and drove home and took care of that. The second time it happened, we were in Mexico at a real nice resort. It was an all-inclusive resort. We were at the fancy buffet and shit. Just sitting down, I was dating this girl at this time, not the mother of my daughter, but we were all down there together, and we're sitting at the buffet, and not at the buffet, we're sitting at the table at the buffet, and my daughter rips ass loud as hell, and I look at her like, dude, we're in a nice place, why are you doing that? And then I saw the same look, that fear. I'm like, oh, what the hell? And my girlfriend at the time looked over and saw it too, and so she grabs her up. She knew that she shit her pants. I knew she shit her pants just from the look. And she runs her up to the hotel room. They're gone for like 20, 30 minutes. You know, I'm sitting there eating. I'm like, fuck it. By that time, I already hit the ice cream bar. And by the time they get back, Emma's like, you know, embarrassed and looking at me all sad and stuff. And I asked my ex-girlfriend what happened. And she's like, yeah, she full logs, all in the things, all in her underwear. So I got up there and I just plumped them right in the toilet. Yeah, it's crazy, the kids in there shitting their pants. Just wanted to share that story with you guys. All right, love the show. Thanks.
Updating.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's roll!
I gotta have like a 40 ounce.
I'm ignorant.
Call me a hipster.
Awesome, dude. She doesn't know that.
I do community service, but I'll still buy my chicken.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah, you specified.
Hey, what's going on? It is episode 133 of the Hey My Man podcast. This is Dave.
This is Ben.
And as you heard at the top of the show, that was a friend of yours who wanted to add a story of his own about his child having a poop issue.
Yeah, good job on him, by the way.
Yeah.
That was damn good storytelling.
Just goes to show that you send us the audio, we will turn around and play it on the show. So we definitely appreciate that.
Love the feedback, absolutely.
You know, once again, real quick, earlier today you posted something on... Somebody was talking about shitty 80s movies, asking you about, you know, what movies to see. And they were talking about the Labyrinth, and I can't help myself. It's a huge piece of shit. It's a horrible movie. And of course, your response was, oh, what a surprise. You know, you didn't like it.
Yeah.
No, I didn't like it.
Yeah, my Twitter feed actually made that scratch noise. It was like, well, you're like, I don't like it.
Garbage Pal Kids, The NeverEnding Story, Labyrinth, The Dark Crystal, they all suck. And I told you I was going to prepare another.
Whoa, you can say what you like about Garbage Pal Kids, okay? But Labyrinth is awesome.
No, Labyrinth is not awesome. You know, because... It mixes puppets with like musical mullets and
okay problem where
yeah no sci-fi just not my
still
thing.
Still
I'm just saying
still riding the
this
awesome
is my
train.
Opinion just one man's opinion
mm-hmm.
and
okay
backed up by about everybody else who's cool. So I came up with, I told you I was going to do this. I came up with another list of things that I like because mm-hmm. you said that I shit on everything. So mm-hmm. the following are things that I like: cheesecake, Diet Pepsi, ramen noodles, The Sopranos, RBI baseball.
Wait, hold on.
This what?
I thought we were discounting track suits.
No, I'm just, you know, this in another form, I guess.
The Sopranos still falls under the mobster.
Tracksuit or not, great okay. show. RBI baseball for Nintendo. Parker Lewis can't lose. skateboard videos from the 80s and 90s. Not video games. Left field. Center field. The Sandlot. The Wonder Years. Timberland boots. The board game Risk. Sour cream and onion potato chips. Washington, D.C. Breaking.
The city?
Yeah.
Okay.
Breaking. Right. Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Wait, Breaking?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Fiona Apple. And,
What? Halt, wait.
And
what?
Wing Chun.
How did Fiona Apple weasel her way into that how between Washington, not? D.C. and sour cream chips?
When I was finishing up the list, I was watching the American Music Awards. So, I was just thinking.
Was she there?
No. But I started to think about it. I don't know why. Why isn't she? Whatever happened to her?
I think she went to an award show with Marilyn Manson once, and it was all downhill from there.
That was it then?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that did it.
Anyway, I just wanted to point out that there are, again, a list of things that I do like. What's
Although
wrong with the list?
I would whittle this down to saying outfield.
Yeah, I know. No, I don't like right field.
Why not?
Because it sucks.
It does suck.
Yeah, you know why. I mean, come on, let's be honest.
That's true.
Kid doesn't hear this.
Now, for somebody who
hates... I try to tell him that right field's awesome.
It's the best spot out there. Right. I get out there and be a winner. Given that Parker Lewis is so heavily influenced with 90s culture, how do you still like it?
I don't know.
Usually way more 80s than 90s.
I was one of those things that caught my attention.
You know, it's funny. My older brother, Nate, was very... he's 5 years older than me. So he... Like, whereas I caught the tip of the... mid-90s, early-90s kind of thing. But I was a young dude who just, like, I saw it, but I wasn't, like, way, you know, about it. He would wear those bolo. Is that what they're called? Those bolo ties? And paisley shirts. And he would dress basically like Parker Lewis from that show. he was like, I mean, he had, like, the wavy That's hair so and the paisley and all that weird, shirts were silk and stuff like that. Mm. So what do you do when your older brother does something? You just go, sweet.
That must be on to something.
So I would go to Scott Middle School wearing a bolo tie. It would not be weird or rare to find me wearing a bolo tie at Scott.
Interesting.
School.
I forgot that Parker Lewis wore a bolo tie until just now.
I never had Z Cavaricci's. I couldn't afford them. But like I did, we've covered before that I was the tightrope king of Hessville.
Right now, I couldn't even tell you about one episode, but I remember how I really liked that show and it came and went. There was another show called Herman's Head around that same time.
Make your list and you don't even know anything.
No, things pop into my head. I'm like, okay. You know, that's crazy. So I have to really go for these deep cuts to find things that I remember, you know, that I like.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy for a guy like me. No. But I forced myself to put down pen to paper.
That's a solid list.
Okay.
And that's a real solid.
Is there anything you don't like?
Wing Chun? I'm not sure what Wing Chun is.
It's a Chinese boxing. Like Bruce Lee.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty sweet.
Like Kung Fu.
I can't. Risk? Who's got time for that? That's... Risk is one of those things where it's like, oh, let's play Risk. No, I got to do something Friday.
No, Risk is one of those things where you go, let's play Risk, and then you get like an hour or two into it, and everybody's like, do you just want to quit?
Yeah. Yeah, which is why I'm surprised it made it onto your list. Now, if you had said something...
Because I like the idea of being able to stay in my house, and what better to do than, you know, to keep you here as long as possible than play a 12-hour board game.
We could go out. You guys want to go out and party? Nah, let's just play Risk, man. And you're just,
you know, it's funny. I see
you're
all these
putting your hands together like the mischievous villain.
Those 80s movies like Better Off Dead or you know, the movies where they show like the nerd kids at home playing parents are out of town.
Mm-hmm.
They get like a 6-pack of beer for 10 guys and they play poker. Yeah. I mean, they have cigars in their parents' house. I never did that, but that's still when I watch it, I'm like, damn, I wish I did that.
Like the beginning of E.T.
Yeah.
I remember watching the beginning of that movie and just
I'm glad you brought that up.
Just going, this looks like, I want to hang out at that house. I want like the semi absentee mom that just like hangs out and lets us smoke and
the
play
mom's
cards.
There. You got to think that so Elliot's
she's
older
she's
brother
them smoking right.
And yeah, they're all smoking. They have to be maybe between 14 and 16.
Yeah, that's the best.
They're smoking. They're cussing. They're playing D&D. Mom's
no,
hot.
They were playing cards, weren't they?
No, they're playing D&D.
Never mind. I'm out. The mom, I don't want to be at this party.
The mom is hot.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, and she's down for whatever. I mean, as far as not, smoking.
Not DT.
No,
I'm just DTW. Down, DTW, right. Down to do whatever.
DTDND.
The WTW. Will to win.
DTDND.
I follow you.
She's down to DND.
ASAP.
I like to compile a list every now and then to show you that I am human. Yeah. I do bleed.
I like your human side.
Well, I do appreciate your buddy also saying that, and I think this. We were talking about this not on the podcast, but after last week, how there are a lot of people that you know that were Ben people and became Dave people.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
I'd like to know what the turning point was or why. Do you have you asked that guy?
I mean, yeah, I'm sure you talked to him. I talked to him about it. I came to him with it, eyes full of tears, and I wanted answers, and I wanted not the real answers. I wanted the ones that made me feel good, and I wanted them right then. No, it's funny. I talked to him a little bit about that, and he's not the only one. I can't. My brother Nate is probably more of a Dave fan than a Ben fan too, but you know what? And
in all fairness, he knows you.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. He said, not Nate, but my buddy Dave was like, he said like you grew on him. I think my thing is at first I came on and you were the more abrasive one. And I'm more open and willing to accept things. However, when it gets down to specifics, I do hate many, many things also. So it's like you'll go like, oh, I don't like that. I don't like anything. And I go, no, I like everything. And then when you go, really, what about this? Nah. Now what about this? Look, let people do what they want. How about D&D? Nah, this stuff. What about Comic-Con? You like that? Pfft, no. So after what, like, I think he says I'm just phony. I think that I want to be good, whereas you just embrace the dark side.
Okay, yeah, I like, and the funny thing is,
but we both have red lightsabers at the end of the day, probably.
I think he said though that he went back. I produced up his piece a little bit, but he said he started when you came on and then he went back. So I'm wondering, like, okay, he hates me in the beginning. He goes back. He had to have hated me even more because at that time I had, you know, other people on the podcast, another guy that was completely like-minded, and then my brother-in-law who we just abused.
I'm going to blame it all on politics.
Well, I can tell you that he has great taste either way.
Yeah, he does. So, but I wanted to, before we go, I just wanted to do a little bit of house cleaning as far as, let me pull it up. Some of the house we had, we got Dave's story out of the way. Oh, I like this thing I've been doing every weekend. Well, it's not, this thing we've been doing where, and I'm not the first person to do it, obviously, but I will always play a song and I'll go, on the Corolla show, they call it Tool Tunes, but this isn't even that. They would say a Tool Tune is like a song that you would turn down when someone pulls up because you don't let them know you're listening to it. But this is even worse than this is like, this is not a good song. This is a bad song, but you love it anyway. And we're using the hashtag, I think, Sunday Music Confessional. Mm-hmm. And we're getting some awesome responses. And you put Dancing in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen.
But see, here's the thing. Now that you explain that, I think Dancing in the Dark's a great song. It's hokey. It's hokey, yeah. But like, well, you could definitely, I think everybody likes it. Who doesn't like it?
Yeah, I wasn't sure what it was. I had to type it in.
You don't know Dancing in the
Dark?
Well,
I was like, I put it in Spotify, and then when I heard it, I go, oh, okay, yeah.
But you like that song?
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
Okay.
It's all right. Yeah, it's cool.
All right.
Yeah, it's a damn good song.
But I'm going to change mine then.
Okay.
To anything by Technotronic.
What?
Pump Up the Jam. Great song, but I would definitely turn it down.
Okay.
Like if it was on and no one else was around, I'd probably rock it out, and I know everyone.
I think that's the thing. Well, what they call a Tool Tune is like you love it, but you don't really want other people to know you love it, but you still think it's, I don't know.
And that song.
You think it's a good song.
It's Unbelievable by EMF.
This is more like, I remember.
Pretty Toolish.
When I used to interview bands, I would, it's very Toolish. I believe they had the ball cap flipped up with EMF on.
They might have.
Very super 90s of dancing around on a keyboard for probably throwing paint like the Spin Doctors. So I just lost my train of thought because you're saying
no, you're saying when you interviewed bands.
Oh, when I interviewed bands, I used to like to do a thing like when I interviewed Liza over Bridgeport, I was like, I'm just gonna be honest with you guys, I like Alanis Morissette. I listen to her. I think she's good, even when I know she's bad. I don't care, I just enjoy it. So I was trying to get them to say bands that Mm-hmm. They're embarrassed they like, I guess is the kind of thing. But we got some awesome responses, so appreciate that. Again, I'm going to refer to him as John the Dilemma, Halema. He had Africa.
Toto.
Great song. Which, again, I thought I knew, but I double-checked on Spotify. And I was listening to the verse, I was like,
oh, yeah, this is a great hook.
This verse is, it ain't going nowhere. No. It is a saltine cracker. Gets to the hook. So that was cool.
I will tell you that I think that your band should play that song,
Africa,
because I think it has a great hook, man. I really think it has.
You could just dirty up and palm mute that verse, and yeah, it's not a bad idea at all. It's a damn good idea. That and poor stock stories. Please keep sending your poor stock stories. They absolutely make my day. They're so hilarious. My man Santos on Twitter, he sent me one. Okay. Poor stock question. He's on his way to Costco. I don't wear glasses, so I don't know about this. But he says he dumped his lens cleaner for his glasses in a jar so he could get a free refill. I had to ask him about that. And he said basically when you bring your lens cleaner in there, you either buy some or they will refill it for you if it's low. So he dumps it into another vessel to take it back to get free lens cleaner. I don't know how much that costs, but I like the cut of his jib. I like the fact that it's poor stock for sure.
Yeah.
Anything you can do to save a buck. So please keep sending those in. The guy who said his dad just would bang on the lockers at the mall and hope quarters came out and collect them. I feel like that's the gold standard right now.
No, yeah,
I don't feel it gets any better.
I agree.
Yeah. So a little bit of that. And also, since kind of like Rappaport, we don't fact check. I very, very rarely get things accurate. Last week at Region Ale, you mentioned something about the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
And you stated that, like, everybody, it's kind of hard to disagree with Ten Commandments. Everybody kind of agrees with them. And I was like, not so much. My cousin Dan has a little better educated insight. So he's going to break down just the one we talked about. I think it was honor thy father and mother.
Oh, that's the one you said.
And also the Ten Commandments. And Dave can probably back this up. But Ten Commandments was written to the Another Jewish convert. People to say this is how you govern a society without the kingdom, without all of these things that other cultures were gravitating towards. And the whole reason was he was making the nation of Israel his nation, like, hey, this society is ruled by God. And he said if you follow these 10 things, it pretty much sums up everything going on inside of your culture, everything inside of your way of life is going to be okay if you can follow these guidelines. You guys, people since then have taken that out and they slap it around like, hey, this is something we need to do. I like that one. I think it's one of the commandments. I don't know which one offhand, but it's one of the commandments, and it says you shouldn't take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. And I was always taught, as you were, I'm sure, that meant cussing. You know, or cursing, right? Really, was that a problem? And you just got to ask, was that really a problem back then? The Israelites, you know, building the pyramids over in Egypt, they hit the thumb on the hammer. Oh, son of a... Was that really a problem? And the answer is no. It says don't take the name of God in vain. In other words, don't use it in vain. Don't use it, don't apply it to something it should not be applied to.
So that's just a little more educated insight into...
What he said.
Yeah.
I take his word for it. He knows better than you.
Yeah, I just appreciate educated feedback because I just go, I don't agree with that. That rule's stupid. And so... he's got better insight. That's all my house.
I like, my favorite part is he's like, you know, I was taught this as a kid. I'm assuming you were as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No.
So he's basically saying, like, you should have known this.
No, that's not what he's saying.
Yeah, he's saying, I was taught the same thing. Why don't you know this?
He's saying, we were taught this way, but nobody really cracked that nut and broke into it.
Then he said, you scoffed at the idea of you the Ten Commandments. Yeah.
You guffawed right in its face.
At the idea of the Ten Commandments.
But that's all my housekeeping. I just, when people respond to the show and give us feedback, I think the promise is always to let them know that we heard it and to interact with them.
I got two AirTod questions.
Mm.
You can pick. I have one loaded under K and one loaded under O on my soundboard. You pick which Air Todd question you want. You want to go with the K or do you want to go with the O?
I think only a fool goes with O. So it's K all day.
All right, here we go.
Hey, guys. This is Air Todd reporting in this week. This question's for the both of you. What is your fantasy island? Yes, like the show. But there's a little twist. I think you guys should each write down what you think the other person's fantasy island is, say what it actually is on the show, and then read and see how close you guys are. Now, I'm going to go on a limb here and guess Dave's. This will be quick. It's a couple Stepford wives, a lounge chair, and unlimited cable. That's probably pretty much it. I think he'd be set for life.
Ice
That's
coffee.
Just my opinion. I'd like to hear what you guys think. Take it easy.
So you know what Fantasy Island is, right? The show in the 80s?
It's basically.
Where like a celebrity would come to...
I know there's
a
midget involved.
Where a celebrity would come to this island and it would be the island of their dreams or whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
God, I'm so but then dumb. It would, I really didn't know that.
It would be like the vacation of their dreams, but then obviously something bad would happen.
Every week?
Yeah. Okay. Every week it would be somebody new.
Okay.
So... he's suggesting that you should lay it out there what you think my fantasy island would be and what I think your fantasy island would be.
Just on the spot. Just like what I think you're... Well, here's the problem with you having a fantasy island. The problem with you having a fantasy island is when one's in a fantasy island, one assumes that they will be going outside and they will be enjoying this beautiful tropical weather. Nah, you ain't about that life. So it's going to be a fantasy island. However, yours is going to have a nice building with which you will enjoy Fantasy Island from the inside looking out. He's right. It's going to have a large curved TV with a super high refresh rate. And it's going to have iced coffee, bad, deep, deep cable reality TV shows, and... regardless of what the female employees do, they're going to have dark hair with bangs. And after that, I think it's all gravy.
I think you hit it on the head.
Well, hold on. There is going to be mandatory kung fu and or karate. That you know how like
people have to come in that ultimately have to be defeated by me no matter how.
Like, you know how like in strict Muslim religions, ugh, here I go, I'm going to screw this up. There's certain times when you have to get down and you have to pray, mm-hmm. right? Well, this can be like that, but with kung fu, when the bell goes thung, it's everyone's gonna have to stop. They're gonna have to unroll instead of like roll the mat out. Mm-hmm. They're all gonna have to do the they're gonna have to stand like you know
shoulder
like
width apart,
shoulder width apart, like they were about to do calisthenics because they're going to be, and then they all have to practice their tai chi flow.
So see, I
and whoever's bad at it gets made fun of. That's also a rule.
I would tweak that to say that you know every week they would bring forth badass dudes that have to lose to me. You know what I mean? While chicks watch.
Your wife gets to see you kick some badass dudes ass.
She
every
can
week.
Pick whoever it is. I just get to kick the shit out of them.
You get to beat Seagal's. You get to That's beat right. Seagal's butt 1 week.
That's right.
Van Damme. Would you work your way through the 80s circuit?
Yeah.
Like, would you make it to like Terry Crews or would it be just like. Would it be just all like a...
I would just watch TV with her and whoever she said she had a woman crush on or like... It'd probably be, you know, I'd probably knock the shit out of Anthony Rizzo first. You know, maybe an...
You just work your way through the handsome
a front
Cubs
kick
lineup.
To Adam Levine.
Chris Bryant would get one.
Yeah, for
He'd
sure.
He'd get one to the chops.
Right in his pimply forehead.
Oh my God, you'd pop him right in that mascara-filled eyeball of his.
The So your fantasy island, I feel like, you know, obviously no wife... For sure.
What? That's you know. I feel like I've painted her in a poor light. Then. I love my wife.
I feel like you probably scrap the minivan to drive around. You'd have something far, far cooler.
Are you talking like moped cool or like?
Yeah, maybe not even a moped. What's the one where you pedal? Is that a scooter?
A bike.
No, the motorized scooter.
Where you start out by pedaling.
Yeah.
Why is my island so nerdy already?
I don't know, but I don't really know what you like to do. I mean, after all this time, I know you like
I
to
like everything.
You like to talk about running, mm-hmm. but I don't think you really like running.
I hate it, but I like to do it.
I know you like to talk about working out, but I don't think you really like to work out. I think that mm-mm. you probably as much as you want to act like you're like this huge outdoorsy guy, you like to play video game hockey.
I do.
You like to watch hockey.
That'd be fun.
Man, I really don't know too much about you.
Yeah. This is the problem when you're always
talking.
I know
you like to drink.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of craft beer at my island.
And I know that
craft beer and bourbon.
Maybe your father-in-law wouldn't be around and you would just be able to fix things on your own time.
No, I think similar to how you'd be able to kick all the tough guys' ass, I would have the Bob Vilas of the world. I'd have my father-in-law. Oh, I'd have my brother Mark because he's super handy. I'd have all these people come by and they would...
remark about how great the repairs you've done?
Well, they would set up leaky faucets, things like that. Mm. And not like real ones that were hard to fix because I ain't not on my fantasy island. Not for real.
Why are you fixing things?
Hear me out. They would come by and they would see like a crack. They would see like a crack in the in the drywall, you know, in the mud job or something, and they'd be like, "Man, I just can't get it right. I just can't. I've tried 10 times and I can't get this wall to look flat." And I'd go, "Here, let me show you guys." And I would get the mud and I would make it look nice. And then when they would try and they would screw it up. And this is all rehearsed right. And planned. They would try and they'd screw it up, and I'd go, "Well, you're getting it. You're getting it." And I'd walk away, and I'd be smiling. Dude, I'd be smiling like that guy.
Isn't it weird?
I'd be so happy.
Your fantasy island is you setting up scenarios in which you could feel good about yourself.
That's right.
Even though they're fake.
That's right. Yeah.
You'd set up fake scenarios in which you know that you're lying to those people about you being good at things.
Yeah.
That's the craziest thing ever.
Yeah. Well, I know that you can't beat up the bad guy from Commando.
He's not that
tough.
Well,
I don't know that.
Yeah.
But
you don't know that.
I don't know that.
You don't know that.
I do know that I cannot mud nearly as good as Mark, but that's not why I called. That's not.
This is just. It's an interesting. I'm glad this topic got brought up because I think that I need to learn more about you, and I think that you need to feel better about yourself.
I don't think you want to do that.
Well, so I have one more. Do you want to go with the other question, or do you want to hold off on it?
Yeah. Go. There's no forum today. Go ahead.
Hey guys, this is Eric Todd, or Tom as Ben refers to me. Need your take on a couple things this week. So I was texting a buddy, thought the conversation was over, hopped in the shower, got out, was drying off, phone goes off, picked it up, responded to the text, put it back down, finished drying off, got dressed, no big deal. Wife looks at me like I'm nuts. I said, "What?" She goes, "You're texting another dude and you're naked." I said, "I responded to a text and I happen to be naked. Big difference." Obviously, she disagrees. What do you guys think? It's not like I'm sitting there buck naked texting some dude for like 2 or 3 minutes. The second thing is I got a text from a buddy. I checked it. I had 9 missed texts from this guy. I think after 2 or 3, you're just done until somebody responds back to you.
So the first part of that 2-part question is, do you have a problem texting in the nude?
No, I'm with Rob on this one. You can.
It's actually Todd.
Right.
Okay.
I'm with Todd on this one. And it's not now when you do the thing where you do the Marco Polo chat, if you're doing that butt ass,
all right.
That's different.
I did it for a joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's I was laughing when he
So do I every time.
I was laughing funny. When I heard the question because I thought I wonder if it's based on the fact that there's been several times where I video chatted you nude or close to
right.
Like out of the blue. You were at work. Who knows who's standing behind you while you're watching the
video
chat.
I never ever open a Marco Polo unless I know all's clear.
Yeah. And you know what?
I Marco Polo with my brothers and you never ever know what the heck's coming.
I see and you
Mark's
learned,
a wild card.
I'm glad you that's the way you think because the other day Ben sent me a text like 3 days after the election and it said, "You'll never believe this. Trump has pretty much resigned his position and is no longer he's turned over the presidency to Pence already."
Pence, yeah.
And then there was a link underneath it. Well, right away I was like,
"Don't
well, obviously this is BS." So
it's a clean show.
I sent it to my brother-in-law Kevin, and my brother-in-law Steve in a group chat.
Good.
And immediately within like seconds they my brother-in-law Kevin said, "Are you serious? BBC. BBC."
That couldn't
and I
work
knew
out
right
better.
Then and there, Ben sent me a picture.
You forwarded it without even looking?
No, I didn't look at it. Because I wanted to...
Why? You were that suspicious?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
I do that all the time. When someone sends me a link out of nowhere, I just forward it along. And this is a... You guys should all do this.
Dude, what if it's like something personal? What if it's nude pics of me or you?
Well, what's going to happen is hopefully the person doesn't know you and they go, "Hey, why'd you send me a naked picture of a dude?" Mm. then I might have to say,
like, first
say,
of all, that dude looks awesome.
Well, I would say, well, what does he look like? And if they described a guy that looked like you, I'd have to take a look at the picture to see what we're working with.
That makes sense.
But I wanted, like I said, I'm not going to fall for this. So he sent me a picture of a robust black man.
Yeah, he's full figured.
Full figured with a full figure there.
He had it all.
And so I've
God shone his light upon that.
Right. Man. I just took my brother-in-law's word for it that it was impressive.
I can't believe he just sent. I can't believe he warned you. He couldn't have been like, dude, the last
paragraph. He didn't know that he wasn't in on the joke. He
yeah,
thought
but he could have sent it back and said the last paragraph of that is amazing or something.
Well, I
was surprised.
Once
by
I found out what it was, and I still didn't look at it, I sent it to a bunch of other people.
Did you? Good.
Yeah, who opened it themselves. Cause
thank
stupid.
You for spreading the word. I opened it because I was like, God, Ben's is taking over.
Who sent it to you?
My buddy Phil.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He sent it, and my wife got it too, but she didn't open it. She just read the headline. I was like, did you hear what happened? And just didn't. That's how deep we go.
Sure, she
news.
Didn't.
Yeah.
Well, here's the funny part is.
She's like, I got to go read this text for a while.
I actually felt bad about it because I'm like, you know, I know Ben wanted me to open it, and now the joke is, you know, I sort of ruined the whole thing, but yeah. I still felt all right
so
about
it. So you Googled
thing.
A bunch on your own just to feel like you wanted to get your comeuppance.
So if somebody good sends you a random link, just forward it to somebody else, preferably not your mom, you know, one of your buddies, and then ask them what they just underneath it, but what do you think? And you'll find out very shortly what it is. I managed to stay away from, you know, videos about girls and cups. When people try to sneak that into my into my DMs or whatever, PMs or whatever, never saw it, never will.
When you're friends with people like Crawl, it gets put on a full projector and you have no choice. It's just going down.
Yeah.
It's just happening.
I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it.
You just don't get it, do you, Hewitt?
You're right, I know that. I just want to help.
Help? You don't get it, do you?
You don't belong in the nah, man. This ain't your place at all.
You don't fucking get it, do you, man?
You don't get it, do you?
You don't get it at all, do you?
You just don't get it, do you?
You just don't get it, do you?
This is just like it was back at the pound.
Chance, calm down.
You don't get it, do you?
You don't get it, do you?
You don't get it, do you?
You don't get it.
You're still upset about it. We should deal with it now, especially since we won't be seeing each other all summer.
You don't get it, do you?
Hey, we don't want that kind of money.
You two don't get it, do you?
You know, I just don't get it.
Here's what I don't get, and you know tons of music, so maybe with music cred, you'll say you do get it. The Flaming Lips, I don't get it.
Nope, don't get it.
Like, I mean, not like, oh, like, screw this band, I don't like them. Just, you know, like, it's like when someone has, like, this big math problem in calculus, and you can look at it, and you couldn't say if it's right or wrong, you just go, I don't speak that. I don't know. Like, I just don't know what you're doing. Or when someone starts explaining to you a process of, like, some sort of chemical engineering, you just go, I have to take your word for it. That's how I am with Flaming Lips. I hear it, and I go, I think, I don't even know if they're playing guitars. I don't know if they're supposed to. I think they dress up like furry animals a lot. They were on an episode, I believe, of 90210. Years and years ago, when they had that song Vaseline or something, right? And I thought they were just one of these silly, just 90s bands that
like Presidents of the United States.
Yes,
or
the aforementioned Green Spin Jello. Doctors, something like that.
Hold up. Spin Doctors is not a joke band.
No, they're a real band.
Right,
But you've seen their singer. That's a joke, right?
Yeah.
I'm mad because, I'll be honest with you, when it comes to Spin Doctors, I told you I went to church, right? I went to youth group and all that stuff.
Don't tell me you figured out a way to add it.
Hold on. We used to always have to do, like, talent. Like, we'd have, like, these parties once a year where all kids of all ages would get together, and it's like a talent show. Well, we had, you know, you have, like, a leader, a chaperone who's older, like 19 or 20, that's out of high school.
I know what's coming.
Yeah, well, they were, like, back in the 90s, people still thought it was funny. And apparently on NBC, they still think it's funny to lip sync. Our leader thought it would be a good idea to go out there and pretend to lip sync to Spin Doctors.
Ben, were you one of two princes?
it was a princess new before. Yeah, yeah. It was that GD song. And I was one of the main dudes that had to, like, I was the one that pretended to sing to be the Spin Doctors guy. Ever since then, I hear that song and I seriously want to vomit.
I was going to say, what do you do with your hands when that shibby doop?
And then he goes shibba shubba wabba wabba at the very end. It's one of those things where it's like,
do you think Anthony Kiedis heard that song and he's like, yeah man, these guys get it?
Even Anthony Kiedis hears that and goes, what, that's too much, knock it off, stop throwing paint everywhere. But it was the most embarrassing thing in my entire, I remember walking up there just going, there's no way we're winning this show, there's no way I'm ever going to walk out with any bit of self-esteem, and I didn't, and I haven't ever got it back. You know, so I hate them.
What's weird is at the same time Spin Doctors was popular, Blues Traveler was popular. And you have two bands, because I remember they were like
Blues Traveler's really good.
Yeah, you have one band who's super talented, and then you have another band that's super not talented. But one has more of a pop appeal to it, because I really think it had a lot to do with John Popper's look, physicals, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But the other guy was a hobo, like a legit hobo.
Yeah.
You know, the kind of guy that rides a train from city to city eating beans out of
a garbage
can? You
look like if Lane Staley just drank booze instead of did heroin.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I don't even think Spin Doctors, I mean, I don't think they're, like, good, but it's not like, oh, I hate that band, they're so bad. I don't know.
But they took the world for Storm for, like, 4 months straight.
I only know those two songs, and those two songs are fine, but I hate them because they made me sing that song in church, so I will always hate them for that reason. Back to the Flaming Lips. They've been critically reviewed as one of the greatest bands forever, and I just saw this thing hitting Twitter, and it was like they had a video about some new song that's coming out, and I heard it and I was just like, I just don't know what's going on, I just don't get it. So if you don't get it, okay, cool, but help me out. If a listener gets Flaming Lips, what am I missing? Give me 3 to 5 songs that I should check out and be like, if you don't like this, then you just don't like
that. I think that this is going to be this is the same argument I make all the time, and I will make it again about, you know, the same thing with Dark Crystal, the same thing of with the second half of Full Metal Jacket, the A Clockwork Orange, the, hey, you know, these are those things that people are supposed to like if you're part of that niche, you know, element out there in the world. Like, we're the disenfranchised, so, like, we like this cool stuff that you don't understand, but we understand it. Listen, nobody understands it. It's hot garbage. You know it. I know it. Just like the new Tribe Called Quest song. Everybody on Twitter is saying, "Oh, I saw it on Saturday Night Live. They rock." They don't. They did. The song sucks.
Tribe Called Quest is great. But whatever they did on SNL was a little.
Oh, it was awful. It was awful on so many levels.
Why does he look like Cat Williams? Did he always look like Cat Williams? I don't think so, right?
No, I think that it's, you know, it's almost like when you see that lady who dresses like she's 22, but she's like 57 or, you know, 55. We talked about this last week a little bit. It's like you just sort of have to gracefully. I don't think you can be a revolutionary rapper that late in life. That's something that comes on, like the punk scene. When you see these punk guys, and I'm not talking about the post-punk, like rock punk dudes. I'm talking about like the Johnny Rottens of the world or the Sid Viciouses of the world. They don't last, right? They burn out because that's what they're supposed to do.
Kurt Cobain.
So when you have these people that are like these revolutionary people, Axl Rose, you know, they come in like a wrecking ball, for a lack of a better, you know,
Miley Cyrus.
That's what they're supposed to do. They come in, they revolutionize, and then they're gone. Because if you stay too long, you start taking away, right? Yeah. Michael Jordan leaves, goes to baseball. People go like, hey, Michael Jordan, you should have stayed with
Mike
basketball.
Tyson. These people come in crazy hot.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think these people have a big problem with returning back to, as I call it, like when Superman left, if you remember, in Superman 1. Did you see it? So Superman, I think it's Superman 1. He's together with Lois Lane. He realizes that, like, he can't do both, right? He either has to be with Lois and give up his powers, or he has to be the police of the world. Can't do both, because it puts her at risk. So he goes to the Fortress of Solitude and he gives his powers away, and he comes back to civilization as a weak, you know, human being. Doesn't realize what he gave up, and is like, hey, you know, it's not me. Ultimately, I have to not be selfish. So he goes back there and gets his powers back. And I think a lot of times, long story short, these people, to be normal again, after they've had a taste of being not normal, it's just hard. So yeah. I think it's more of a psychological thing, and it's, you know, I look at the Tribe Called Quest, and I'm like, man, you have these guys that were like, in their day, they were like top of their game. And now it's just sort of, I find it a little bit sad.
Well, I'm sure they could still do it, but the thing is, you have to do the way you do it though. Like if it sounds dated, fine, because people like that sound. Like if they were to come out and try to do like the Drake, you know,
right?
I
don't give a damn about no damn Drake night.
Like if they try to do that style, it wouldn't work.
But if Public Enemy came out tomorrow with a new like super revolutionary album, you'd be like, right. It's a little preachy. And it's
if
a little
you
want to
switch the style up and be like, hey, we kind of do this now because right. we grew or whatever. That's
or we're gonna come back and do the stuff we did before. We're just gonna continue putting that like touring that record.
That boom, like boom, bap.
You know, like a lot of bands will come back and they'll say, hey, we're gonna just tour our first album. Rancid just did one like 2 years ago. They're like, hey, we're going to do Outcome the Wolves.
Yeah,
that's all we're doing from top to bottom.
Toadies did Rubberneck. And Local H did As Good As Dead.
Way to make money. And those shows, people are like, I know what I'm getting into. I'm going to hear this record from first to last song.
It's amazing, too.
Yeah.
Every time I've seen a band do that, it's been phenomenal.
So I'm appreciative of that. But go on. Yeah, I don't get Flaming Lips. Like I said, there's a ton of bands like that out there where people are... I'm trying to think of, there's another one that's a really big name band that everyone's all about.
Arcade Fire?
I've never really heard
of them. See, I don't know them. That's how I am with Flaming Lips, too. I'm not ready. Don't get me wrong. I crap on everything. If I think it's garbage, and I'm going to try this week. If I think it's garbage, I'll say it's garbage. But I just don't know. Like, I've never heard anything that went, wow. They had that big one called Do You Realize or something not too long ago. And I was like, it just sounds like. Like people trying to convert me into something, I just don't get it.
It almost feels like, you know, when you go to like or you see art and you feel so like stupid. You're like, wow, a bunch of people put this up in a museum, so it must be good. But I can look at it for hours, and I don't take anything away from it. So, you know, one man's trash kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm super shallow when it comes to art too, because unless it like looks like good artwork. Like, it just like splatters and stuff don't mean anything to me ever.
I get offended by that because I'm like, basically because they have the cachet of something else they did, they get away with that.
It's like, look at the textures. Man. It's just like splatter.
There's no thought process in this one.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've seen really cool art, but it's like good artwork also. You know what I mean? It can be weird and creative and all that for me because I'm...
Dude, who's the guy...
I have an unrefined mental palette.
Draws like the treescapes on Channel 9. Remember
the fluffy clouds and all
yeah.
that guy?
Yeah. That guy was mesmerized by. Now, yeah. Obviously, he was not Picasso.
Now, people would laugh at his, oh, it's just a tree. I'm like, yeah, but it looks like a really good tree.
Right.
I'm for that.
So yeah. I may be of the like most bottom feeding reptilian brain art person.
I
am for sure.
Yeah. Whatever. So this week's I Just Don't Get It is Flaming Lips. Help me out. I just don't get it.
I don't know anybody who likes Flaming Lips, just to put that in perspective.
Somebody does.
I had a buddy who did, but I don't think he really did.
Yeah. I bet people on Twitter are going to tell me how much I love him, and I won't believe that either.
Hey, listen, I'm the same way, man. Steer me towards something that's going to be that'll prove me wrong. I'll be completely objective. I promise.
Yeah, absolutely. Real quick. Maybe not real quick. I don't know. My complaint. Can we stop with the Fitbits? And I know like it came out like 5 years ago. But all that, here's what I'm getting at. I went to the BMV to get my place renewed because I didn't want to do it online because I'm not smart enough. So I went to the BMV, and the chick that was working behind there, who it looked like Zootopia, like they move so slow, had a Fitbit on. And it took every bit of restraint in me to not like go, like, can you just take that off? And I know this is why people think that I'm slowly turning into the a-hole and you're the nice guy. Because you probably would have been like, not, I don't know if you would have noticed it or cared, but I was just, no, you can wear a Fitbit, that's fine if you move. But my thing is like, it took every bit of restraint for me to not say anything. Like, why are you wearing a Fitbit for this occasion? I get it if you're running. You know, I get Garmin's, I get, it tracks your sleep, all that. Actually, these seem like a very cool thing. I wouldn't mind having one. However, if you ain't moving... What's going to happen, and here's my guess is what happens, is people don't do anything. They just sit there all day. But it kind of like, okay, when you go about your normal day, you're going to walk places, right? Because unless you're in a wheelchair, you have to move to get places, at least to get to the car, back to the couch. Now, every time you walk to the kitchen, holy cow, that was 24 steps, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas before you would have said, I barely moved today. I've been a lazy, lazy mushroom of a person. I've barely moved. And you would feel that and go, I better move because I haven't. Now you can look at your Fitbit and go, dude, I took 782 steps today. I didn't think I was that active. I guess I'm basically Lance Armstrong. I can have some more Doritos now. That is a good idea. You should eat Doritos.
You know, I mean, most of my day, at least 5, sometimes 6 days a week, I stand on an assembly line and put together the boxes that hold latex gloves.
Mm-hmm.
There are days where I walk less than, or I take less than 700 steps between the time I leave my house and the time I return to it.
Really?
So, and I don't have a
Maybe
Fitbit, but
too.
I have an Apple Watch.
Uh-huh.
And it does, but it doesn't, I don't ever get home and go, man, I only walk 900 steps. I need to walk the other, what is it? You know, you're supposed to walk 10,000.
I don't know.
Like, 10,000 is what you're supposed to.
Okay.
You know, that's like the thing you're going for, the goal.
I really don't know.
So yeah. I need to, I'm not going to stand here and walk in place or, you know, in front of my television now for, you know, 900 more steps. Or excuse me, 9,000 more steps.
Sure. Well, my fear is that people will start giving themselves, and this is the way we do in culture now, they'll start giving themselves credit for things that are that don't register. You know, like they're punching their ticket maybe and their ticket doesn't need to get punched. Meaning like they're taking, like where normally they would say, I haven't done anything today. But wait a minute, look at my Fitbit said I did actually breathe a lot of times and I had 2 bowel movements.
You know, it's funny. My Apple Watch actually tells me when to breathe and meditate. What? Like if it realizes my BP's up too high, it'll be like, take a minute.
Okay, I'm into that.
And
that's useful.
It will run me through a breathing exercise.
That's useful.
Like a little dot will grow.
Are you serious?
Yeah, in, out. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let me backtrack this. Let me retrace my steps.
I think the only thing that happens with the Fitbit, I don't know if the Fitbit does more, but the Apple Watch at least, the step counter.
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty depressing. But one thing it does cool, if you do MyFitnessPal or Weight Watchers,
yeah, I do.
You can do them both. So it'll log into your MyFitnessPal and it'll say, okay, you took, let's say, 8,000 steps today. You know, normally when it tells you how many calories you can take, it'll subtract off calories of the ones you've already spent for the day and then give you a new value. So if you've set your watch up to say, hey, I can only eat whatever, 2,200 calories that day, whatever your number is, it'll do the math for you with how much exercise you do. So at least with the Apple Watch.
So it'll be like, you can eat more now?
Yeah, it'll tell you.
See, I'm right. I'm already, yeah. See? Now it's like, oh, hey, listen, you walked to the car 8 times today. Go ahead and have yourself an extra piece of pie.
But it'll still keep you even.
Nah, you never earn anything. Not in this life. No way. Oh, no.
I'm with you on this. I am. It
sounds like a pretty sweet watch. My thing is like, I bet the people in Wallet.
I can also change my television with it.
Can you?
Yeah. Like a remote.
Really?
Yeah.
God, that is cool. I bet the people in Wally had Fitbits and they were probably giving themselves credit for
it. I also
like,
talk
the virtual
on it like Dick Tracy.
No, that's the best. Mushmouth.
It's not cool. You know,
no, it is cool. It's
no,
fine.
It's fun like the first time, but then people look at you like you're a total ass. Like I look at people with Bluetooth. Mm. I mean, this is at least you're talking into it so people can see that you're actually speaking into something. Where the Bluetooth is, you could just see somebody walking and all of a sudden start talking and you don't know whether or not they're,
yeah,
you know, having a split personality or what they got going on.
My
just get rid of the Bluetooth
like
already.
Fitbit. I just feel like people are into the bit part, not so much into the fit part. And maybe I'm just projecting.
Well, you know what they say. I mean, the fitness industry is like a $1 billion industry because it relies on the fact that people aren't really putting forth any effort to get fit.
Yeah. Well, it's so, like you mentioned the Fitness Pal. I have the Fitness Pal app. I get, you probably be friends with people on there, mm-hmm. like use it socially. See, I'll never do that because I don't want anyone to ever see how much Marco's pizza I consume in a week.
Well,
so I would never let you see that. I'll tell you.
My Fitness Pal or the other application, like the, what I say, the Weight Watchers one, you can take your phone and go up and hit the barcode and it'll automatically put the values in of the item that you're
eating.
That's
awesome.
The problem is, as simple as that sounds, it just becomes a hassle, like anything else. You know, yeah. I mean,
it would be nice if you just go, hey, just don't eat that.
I'm one of these guys that used to say, hey, man, if somebody gave me like a legitimate diet of like, hey, you can eat this for breakfast, you can eat this for lunch, I'd be able to stick to it. It's just not true. Just like I told you, if I woke up tomorrow and there was a genie and I said, hey, what I'm asking for the perfect physique. If you give me the perfect physique, I'll take care of it. I will respect it. I won't let it get out of control. I know that's not true. Even as I sit here and tell you that,
yeah,
it's probably going to take me, I don't know, 2 months to get back to where I'm at.
Yeah. My wife always, like, you know how people have, like, goal pictures? Like, this is my goal. Like, I want to end up looking like that. Like, I may have mentioned Ryan Reynolds before.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I did on this show or not. I don't know if I mentioned that ever. But my wife always has these goal pictures, and it's people that are just, like, bone skinny. Like not good. You know what I mean? Like, so, like Nicole Richie, when everyone was afraid she was going to die.
She's got, like, George Burns.
Yeah. It's all just these weird World War II photos. I don't know where they were taken. But, like, it'll be like these really strange, like when Nicole Richie, everyone was worried about her, like she was on too much.
I wasn't
on too much coke. You know what I mean?
Right.
So she'll take those, and I'll always tell her, like, that's not, you shouldn't aspire. Like that's
to
gross.
Be at her worst self.
Right. That's not a bad thing. But then I flipped a script on her. Somebody sent me, or I saw on Twitter something about Fight Club. And there's the shot of Brad Pitt doing the Fight Club in the basement thing, looking all like jacked or whatever, or, you know, cut like a Julian salad. Well, I sent that to her, and I was like, you have your weirdo skinny pics. I have mine, too. So here's my goal pic. And she was like, oh, honey, you'll never, ever, ever. She's like, it'll never happen. Well, she's like, and if you did, it'd be for one day, and it would all, like, it
first
would never.
Of all, I mean, obviously, all jokes aside, that's genes. To get to a level like that, I mean, it's genes.
I know.
I mean, I would settle for looking like Hacksaw Jim Duggan. I mean, that's my goal, guy.
Yeah.
At this point. Well, or Junkyard Dog, or, you know, somebody like that.
Both men with a lot of,
When wrestlers were barrel-chested, and that was good with us. Uh-huh. They didn't have six-packs.
No.
You know, they had the kind of pecs that Chung Lee had in Bloodsport, where it's flat, you know what I mean? But there's no real, I don't even know what's going on there. You're like, does that guy have bloobs or whatever, moobs, or is he strong?
You're like, I want to make fun of him, but I think they're scary.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So Asian breasts for dudes.
Yeah.
That's
before people look like they didn't have skin. Mm-hmm. Now, like, people that are super fit just look like they don't have skin. It just looks like if you ripped skin off and just had, like, the muscle.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if you were, like, you know, just like, I'm going to, like, Silence of the Lambs, or, like, I'm going to wear your skin. That's what we have to look like now. So anyways.
Speaking of looking like, I went to work the other day, and I don't know if you've ever had this, where I have to shave because you don't want to get hurt in any of the machinery at work. So I have to have a clean face, and I went to work, and I went there all day. I'm talking to people, I'm, you know, doing all my normal daily stuff. Nobody tells me that I have one sideburn. I don't know how I got distracted. Now, you rock a sideburn just like I do. Nothing crazy. I mean, I used to wear the sideburn down to like the Marc Maron-esque.
Yeah, I did. You know, I did at points. Can't have nothing.
I go to like mid ear.
Sure.
So I don't know what happened, if I got distracted. I don't even remember. I somewhat think that maybe my daughter at 5 years old while I was sleeping shaved my sideburn off because
I wouldn't put it past her.
I don't know what happened. Like, I went to scratch my face while I was sitting there, and I go, ooh, that feels weird.
Was
like,
it all the way gone?
Oh, yeah. It was gone. And
what?
So I must have shaved it and then started yelling at my son as I was getting him ready for school, you know, in the morning, and walked out of the bathroom, and because I use an electric razor, so there's not like there was shaving cream there that I would need to clean off.
Right.
Literally one sideburn, the other one like full sideburn. Like no sideburn, full sideburn. And nobody at work said a damn thing to me all day. Now, the following day I went to work and I said, dude, I think I came to work with one sideburn, and a couple people were like, yeah, you did.
Yeah, it looked crazy.
Yeah.
Nobody said anything?
No.
Yikes.
And I'm a guy, so it's not weird. I think I told you before, I was one time at a coffee place waiting in line, and there was a girl who came in, pretty attractive, and she had lipstick on her teeth. And I was like, ma'am,
did you?
You got lipstick on your teeth. And she was like embarrassed for a second, but here's the thing, she doesn't know me. So she get over that real quick. Once she leaves there, the probability of her ever seeing me again outside of maybe us being at the coffee place again, slim to none.
Right.
But I figured I'd save her the trouble of going through her whole day. She had done herself up.
What do you call that when you do that for somebody?
A mitzvah?
A mitzvah. Yeah. That's
so
a mitzvah.
So it looked like my grandma, man. She had like, it was all across her front teeth. And
so bad.
You know, probably getting ready in the car or whatever on the way
there. Dude, if I was a chick, I would have lipstick on my teeth every day. Like, I'd be so bad at it. I'm already just like, I can't even put this together. This is the worst. This is the best I can do, and it's the worst.
Have you ever done that, though, where you've like, you know, you've forgotten to shave, or you've half shaved, or you've...
Oh, yeah. I've Well, I do with a regular razor. I've missed like stripes before. Oh, that's like, the worst. Because you know, you put a bunch of shaving cream on, and sometimes if you're in a hurry, you'll get the part that you can see, your normal jaw part, but underneath, you know what I mean? I got a few of them. Underneath, I'll miss big stripes at times. It's yeah. No, it's bad. And you know what? Shaving is the worst. I didn't have to do
it. Have you ever run to the store though and gotten a razor just because it was bothering you so much? Or you try to pull it out first with your...
I've used like those crappy Bic throwaway ones before to fix it. Yeah, if you try to pull it, you're... No, it's bad. You're going to be there for a while. It's not good at all. No, it's the worst. That's what I said that when I came over here. I shaved before I came over here today. And it was like, sometimes you have bad ones. It was awful. I was holding up the cold can to my face because it felt so hot because I used a crappy razor. My face is the worst. Shaving's the worst. I'm bad at it. So when girls go like, oh, you don't know what it's like. We have to like shave our legs. Yeah. No, I know absolutely. Like, it's way worse for me. I give you zero pity. Oh, I got to shave my armpits and my legs. Are you kidding me? Wear pants.
The only other, the other thing I wanted to talk to you about real quick was I watched something this week and it was a guy, it was like a video, a highlight of a baseball game or something like that. And somebody had caught a foul ball. And I thought to myself, as I come up to my 40th birthday here, which will be at the end of this year, I was thinking, you know, what That's do it. I want? Okay. And this is why I think this. Okay. So guy catches a baseball and he's like, wow, I caught a baseball. You know, what are the odds of that? I caught a baseball. It is great at a World Series, or I caught a baseball. Like, this is something I'll keep forever. It's not just because of the monetary value, which is huge, but the value of like, you know, hey, I caught a ball at Wrigley Field during the season. It doesn't matter which game, but it was the season the Cubs won, you know, not even in the World Series, but people hold on to this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I've talked to you, I think, about it before, where I used to be nostalgic. I collect baseball cards when I was a kid, or, you know, records, CDs, whatever. I have a couple of CD cases down there. I probably have a couple thousand CDs. I haven't listened to any. I have Spotify. Don't listen to CDs. So as I'm coming close to my 40th birthday, I'm telling my wife, like, I really don't, there's nothing I want. And, you know, I guess some people would say, well, that's great. I mean, you've gotten everything.
You mean as far as collectible or things?
There's nothing
you want.
Physical in the world that I long for. Whoa. At all. You know what I mean? Like, there's no, I don't want a car. I don't want a gun. I don't want a piece of, I don't want a piece of sporting equipment.
A sword? A lot of people collect weird swords.
Yeah, no. And that's another, you know what I mean? So I ask myself, like, what drives people to collect, especially, you know, after my dad passed away, it's like, and you go through people's stuff. Because when you leave this world, you don't take any of the stuff with you. You leave your garbage for someone else. The stuff that you thought was important, that means nothing to anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. As far as like keepsake, that kind of thing.
Yeah, like I just don't get it.
I mean, what I would collect would be, if anything, would be musical instruments. I mean, tools, because I feel like I would need them maybe, but musical instruments, because I would play those things.
Okay, but I have...
Like, I would love to have like 50 guitars.
I have a lot of guitars. I don't play any of them. Sometimes I'll pick one up and I'll play all day.
What if I took your TV away? Wouldn't you want that?
I already have one, though.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, what I'm saying
is, you mean you
like,
want things, just no additional things. Like, have you?
I have everything. What else do I need?
You've hit optimal happiness.
Yeah, I mean, I don't play video games. I don't care about cars. I don't. There's nothing that I go like, hey, I really always wanted this. And now I have the money to buy it. I'm there. I have nothing. There's nothing.
Side note to that: isn't it nice to not care about cars? I've kind of always been that way. Like, one day I always said, if I get money, I will try to find the 87 Chevy Cavalier RS convertible that I had, because it was like my first car. I bought it for $1,500. I would want that for like, because I would just want to drive around in for a day and then I'd give it away.
Well, yeah, like I said, I'd want my 86 Monte Carlo back in the condition I had it in, so I could park it wherever.
Right.
I could care less. Right. I don't care if my kids spill in it. I don't care. There's no, you know, I have a Highlander. Where I paid so much money for it at the time, where I was like, everything that happens, I don't want to park it here. I don't. It's too much. I don't care about it anymore. Like, I don't. Not that I don't care about that car, but I don't care about that.
But you've reached peak optimal happiness as far as the material world goes.
This can't be optimal happiness. But
well, then there's the real problem, because you feel like you now don't want, you don't require anything new.
What is there though? What is there to want?
I guess consumables.
That's what I'm saying.
Like food.
But this is something you can keep.
Beer.
You know what I mean? Like right. Someone buys you a beer for your birthday. That is like an indulgence,
right? Or is that a word?
But I'm saying like everybody is like, if you look at my wife, for instance, she'll have a Pinterest page where it has list things that she would like. If you ever thought about buying her a present, she's going to make it real easy for you.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I couldn't put a list together if I tried. You know how when you're a kid, you flip through the catalog and you go, oh, yeah, I got to have that. I got to have that. That'll make me happy. I want that. Well, you know how kids with money do that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, my kids both have wish books for the first time this year. And my son has taken a crayon and circled. I was like, why don't I just give you a marker and you put an X across the one or two things you don't want.
I really feel like I'd be happy with some ties, man. I'd be happy with a nice sweater.
Wow.
I'd be happy.
That is so punk rock.
I'd be happy with a nice new baseball hat.
Hmm. Perhaps a nice votive candle.
Yeah, there's nothing. I do have.
I'm the opposite, man. I still.
You want for lots?
Yeah. Like I always tell my wife for birthdays, Christmases, that kind of thing. I'm like, I wish I could shop for me. It's so, I like everything. Like I'm in, you know what I mean? I'm into music, sports, beer, exercise, videos, video games a little bit. Buy me clothes. That's cool. Like I like anything. You know what I mean? Like my list is endless, but I also don't need any of those things, but I would like a ton of.
Had I not gotten one already by sheer accident, I would have asked for a Himalayan salt lamp, but I got one.
Oh,
I don't know if you saw. I put a picture of it on Twitter. I think I Snapchatted it. But I have a Himalayan salt lamp that my wife bought for herself that I was like,
yeah.
You crazy. You know, because she does the
Foxy Ma Pando Mama, man.
Essential oils.
That's bull crap.
He does. But he's bull crap.
So does Thompson.
He's bull crap too. You're both bull crap.
You guys are full of crap.
Listen, I don't care. Like, you call it a placebo. You call it whatever you want. I've never dreamed. I remember you ever wake up and you're like, dude, I dreamed like five levels down. Like, it took me time.
Yeah.
Like, when
you jump
into a swimming pool that's really deep, like off the high dive, and you have to, like, swim, you're holding your breath, and you're like, is there a top? Am I getting close to the top?
Yeah.
That's how I come out of my dreams now. It's insane.
What? Really?
I'm telling you. Like, I don't care what these people say.
Like, reoccurring?
Every single night since I've had it.
Get out of here.
It may be because I've fooled myself, but I don't care.
That's fine.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. So if that's the whole thing. Placebo's even better, right?
I don't care. I'm not willing to believe that because all I see is complete darkness in this glowing rock, and it's supposed to take away like winter blues or what, you know, seasonal depression
disorder.
It's supposed to
back me up though. I don't really know what it is. You're saying all you see is this thing. Are you blacking out your room?
Well, I mean, my room is, the lights are off because it's
nighttime.
I know,
but like you don't.
No, it's there's.
Yeah, but I have kids that get up 8,000 times a night, so there's always.
I don't know if they do or don't because I'm in a deep coma.
Yeah,
I'm one of these people that sleep so light that any movement at all, I'm like, huh, what? Who?
Really?
Not anymore.
No.
I'm telling you, I don't know what it is. Unless my wife is also poisoning me at the same time and trying to blame it on the salt crystal so I don't, alert the authorities.
You're
going to
sleep really well and start vomiting.
Right. Hey,
I just
brought you the salt thing. It's going to make you sleep great.
You're going to pee weirdly for a while.
All I'm saying is I know there's some people out there that are naysayers. For me, Himalayan salt lamp.
Now, is this a rechargeable?
It stays on all the time.
Plug it in?
Yeah.
You plug it in.
There's a light bulb inside there. It's an actual salt rock.
It's an actual rock of salt.
Right. And there's a light bulb inside it that makes it glow, and it's supposed to heat it up, and ions are supposed to be.
Now, why does it not dissipate? Why does it not?
It's a rock. I mean, it would be like you put a light bulb inside any rock.
If you heat it up, a thing of salt would.
It doesn't heat up to where you touch it and it's warm. I don't know. I mean, it's not physically warm to the touch.
So not enough to dissolve
or
anything like that.
Yeah. Unless there's something I don't know.
Now, is it the smell or the sight?
No smell, and nothing's coming out of it.
Okay.
Like nothing is, like you can't see anything emanating from it. There's not like
steam. Is something supposed to be emanating?
I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't really read about it.
Visual thing.
But I told my buddy at work, I said, hey, dude, this thing is going to be a game changer. On Friday at 4 o'clock when I was walking out. At Friday at 6:15, he sent me a picture of himself buying a salt.
Now, is this like when somebody says like, you turn on this black light and stare at your Aussie poster long enough on acid, it's going to, like, his tongue is going to start coming out at you. And then you do that, and then you think the tongue is coming at you, but you're not sure it's because they told you that?
Like I said, it doesn't really matter.
Say, hypothetically, Crawl gave people a bunch of it. And then, like, they stare at posters. Is it like that?
I guess, yeah.
Okay, I don't know. I can see
But I'm having some crazy dreams, almost as crazy as when I wore a nicotine patch, but, you know, not
homicidal. What does one of these cost? I might want to get in on this.
$30. You can get them at Target. And I know a lot of people go, hey, Target,
What? Are you kidding me? I go to Target when I'm classing up the joint.
I'm just, a lot of people, when it comes to doing something that's mystical or whatever, would be like, oh, yeah, go to Target and buy yourself a salt.
Yeah, hey, you got to buy it from some
old lady. Hey, listen, man, put all that shit in the background. Trust me on this one. Himalayan salt rock. I want to see the tweets. I want to see the Snapchats, if you're friends with me on Snapchat, of the one you bought yourself this week. And I want you to be honest with me. Did it change your life?
I'll do it, but do I have to change my other routine? You know what I mean? Like, can I still put headphones in and go to sleep with? Should I?
Yeah, I don't think that makes
sense. You know, like, if I'm going to be a control group, do I have to, like...
I think it has to be within 8 feet of you, 8 to 10 feet, in order for optimal. So you read the instructions and, like, you know, position it in the correct fashion.
Okay, I can do that, I think.
Yeah, it's $30, man. And if I told you, I could, I'm telling, you know me.
I'll buy myself one for your birthday.
I'm the nayest naysayer of all time. And I'm telling you,
yeah, you are.
Other than my brother-in-law, which I told you.
But you're having these crazy vivid dreams, though.
Crazy.
And I told you before, like, I seek that out. Like, I do routines that will make that happen.
I wake up weird. Completely, like I said, like, I'm holding my breath as I'm trying to climb out of my dream.
What?
My alarm goes off, and I'm literally still like, yeah, I'm still dreaming. Hold on a second. And I can tell myself that I'm in my dream. And I have to wake up now.
Have you tried setting your dreams up? Have you tried thinking about weird stuff, eating strange foods? So then your dreams get, you know, buck wild?
That's private.
Okay. I understand. So, I respect that.
I did watch a movie with Mila Kunis the other night. And
yeah. I did structure
out a dream.
I watched Pee-wee's Playhouse, and I stop it at the part with Large Marge, and then I go directly to bed. And I just wait for the weird.
All right, that is episode 133 of the Hey My Man podcast. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Later.
Share. She's always changing the color of her hair, but she don't use nothing that you buy at the store. She likes her hair too.